As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Patriot Uprising Radio. You can follow us on our Facebook page. You can shoot me over an email at patriotuprisingradio@outlook.com. If you have any ideas for the show, suggestions on topics, or any questions, send me a message and I'd be happy to respond. It's Saturday. It's the Saturday after Christmas. If you're like me, you've barely recovered. It's such a busy season. You know, we get wound up in the hustle and the bustle, and it's so wonderful to see friends and family and enjoy that fellowship. But, man, it sucks a lot out of you, both mentally and physically and financially, doesn't it? So we're winding down now and trying to get caught up and catch our breath, but I always do want to stop and take a moment to really recognize our blessings and the things that we really should be thankful for. The fact that we are celebrating our Lord and Savior and the birth of Jesus Christ, and what an awesome God he is. And the fact that we truly are blessed to be born and living here in the United States of America. That we enjoy freedoms and liberty and have opportunity that no other citizens in the world share. We could have been born anywhere, but through fate, maybe, good luck, who knows why, we were chosen to be born here. And because of that, our life is good. Sometimes we focus so much on the bad and we forget that our life is actually pretty good. And in most cases, it's what we make of it. Because truly in this country, there's nothing holding us back. You can become anything. You can achieve anything. Whatever you dream, in the United States of America, you have that opportunity. But if you want something, you've got to make it happen for yourself. It's not anybody else's responsibility. It's your responsibility. It's your life. So go out and make the most of it. But take the time to reflect and give thanks. Don't take for granted where you came from. Don't take for granted everything that this country offers. Because right now, it's going to take all of us to make a stand, to protect, to defend the values, the freedoms and liberties, and our Constitution. Hopefully you guys had a few days off to enjoy Christmas, but it is back to the grindstone now. And what is the news? The news of the day is Donald Trump and impeachment. And we need to talk about it because this is truly one of the biggest events that's happened in this last two decades. Only three presidents of the United States have ever been impeached before. Richard Nixon resigned before the process was over. He would have been indicted or found guilty by the Senate. But what's happening here with Donald Trump right now is what they're doing to him is completely unheard of. They're not following any set process. The fact that they have written him up on two articles of impeachment and Nancy Pelosi is holding those articles hostage, holding essentially the country and the president hostage, demanding a quid pro quo, trying to force her will on the Senate, and telling the Senate that she's going to hold those articles without filing them until they do what she expects them to do and runs the trial the way she and Chuck Schumer expect them to run it. I believe what she is doing is criminal. It's unjust. It's not fair at all to the president, but nothing about this process has been fair. It's been rigged from day one. From the moment he announced he was running for the president of the United States, he has had everything but the kitchen sink thrown at him. And what's even worse, and perhaps the most sad part, is our own government, institutions that we trusted, institutions that are supposed to be free from any political bias, have been weaponized and used to first spy on an American citizen. Second, illegally fabricate evidence and launch an illegal investigation on a candidate for the president of the United States. And third, basically attempt a coup on an elected president of the United States of America in an attempt to oust him from office by phony, bogus, made-up charges and accusations, none of which they could prove, most of which have been debunked, and now the country is starting to hear the truth. And we know what our own government did to our president. We know what the CIA did. And we know what the FBI did. And we know about the FISA courts. And we're learning about the parties involved and the criminal activity that they took part in to overthrow this president. And Shifty Schiff's bogus hearings and an investigation in Congress and not letting the Republicans call their own witnesses, not letting the Republicans ask their own questions. And now in this latest act of betrayal and dishonesty and unconstitutional behavior, you have the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, holding the country hostage and demanding the Senate do things her way, or she's not going to file the articles of impeachment. Well, Nancy Pelosi, guess what? Your time is running out. I predict by November of next year, you'll be realizing that your time as the Speaker of House is up, because the country has had enough of your antics and your hate. I don't use the word hate lightly, but there's no way to describe what the Democrat Party is doing to this president And in return, what they're doing to you and I, what they're doing to this country, Congress has done nothing. There is so much good they could accomplish. There are things they need to be working on for the good of the country. There's things that have been ready for them to take a vote on. And because of their hatred towards this president and what you and I believe in, the values of the United States, the values of our founding fathers, our faith, Christianity, they hate that so much that they're willing to forget about their oath of office. They're willing to break the law. They're desperate and they're willing to do anything to stop us from moving forward, to stop the president. Article 2, obstruction of Congress. What a joke. He did not obstruct Congress in any way. He did not impede their investigation in any way. And everything he did, he had the authority, the executive privilege as president of the United States to exercise. Now they're saying that he obstructed Congress because he won't turn over certain documents or he won't let some of his staffers testify. But it's not like he just said no. He went through the courts. And right now the Supreme Court is actually reviewing that. And the fact that they even took on that case is very telling. The Supreme Court is actually very picky about the cases they take. 90% of the cases that go to them, they kick down to the lower courts. They don't want to hear them. They are so powerful, they're only making rulings on the biggest and on the cases that they think are the most important. And the fact that Trump went to the Supreme Court and his attorneys went to them and asked them to review this, and the fact that they decided to take it on is very telling. It means that there's something there. And the fact that they agreed to take it on also opened up the door for Donald Trump to do exactly what he did. Because he's not obstructing Congress any longer. He's going through the legal court process to find out what he needs to do. And the fact that the Supreme Court is taking that case shows you that what Donald Trump is doing is part of the legal process. Now, when they get done with their ruling, when they come back, if they say, you know what, you don't have executive privilege over that, the Congress has the right to ask for that testimony, the Congress has the right to ask for those documents, you need to hand them over. At that point, if Donald Trump does not comply with what the court says, then maybe, then and only then, could you say he's obstructing Congress. If they come back and say, you know what, you're right, you do have executive privilege, you did not need to hand that over, it's a done deal, and that article should be stricken immediately. But the reality is that article should not be there in the first place. Not until the Supreme Court makes their decision. Because until they give a ruling, he's not obstructing anything. He's following the legal process, and he has every right to do so. Nancy Pelosi is completely crossing that line. She is the one that's obstructing justice right now. She's impeding the Senate from getting on with their trial and getting this behind us. She knows they've got a big nothing burger. She knows that they're going to lose, and she knows that a trial will only reveal more of the truth, and Congress and the players that are responsible for this deceitful act against our country, against our president, attacking you and me, the United States citizens, she knows it's going to hurt them. She knows 2020 is around the corner, and this is bad. And Donald Trump will be elected president once again. She's scared. She doesn't know what to do. But what she's doing right now is illegal and unconstitutional, and she needs to be held accountable. Article 1, abuse of power. You want to talk about abuse of power, Nancy Pelosi? You are guilty of abuse of power. And your day is over.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. If you're just with us, we were just talking a little bit about what everybody is talking about, impeachment. I've realized this last week that a lot of people don't understand the process or don't even understand what impeachment means. A lot of the Democrats, they're convinced that he's impeached and he's going to have to step down. He's going to be removed from office. And so I wanted to take a little bit of time and explain to you guys really what it means. Now, remember, this is not your traditional criminal court system. This is purely a political system that's set up here. But it's very similar into what a criminal court process looks like. So number one, let's get away from saying that President Trump is impeached, because as of right now, he has not been impeached. Until Nancy Pelosi stops obstructing justice and allows the Senate to have the trial, until she officially files the articles of impeachment, President Trump is not impeached. Now, if she files the articles, by definition, he's impeached, and then the Senate will have their trial. And the Senate will decide, is he guilty or not? And they'll either convict him or they'll either acquit him. So the process that's happened already in Congress, it's basically like the investigators have decided to form a grand jury. If we were talking about the criminal side of things, what happened in Congress is basically a grand jury reviewing the accusations and looking at the evidence presented to them, and then they decide, is this something that needs to go to trial, or is there not enough here to move forward? And so Congress is really essentially like a grand jury. All they do is look at the evidence presented and decide if it should go to trial or not. Now the Senate is the ones that decide, is he guilty or is he not guilty? So if the grand jury decides to impeach him, that's the same thing as an indictment, basically. If you get indicted, you go to trial. If you get indicted by the grand jury, you go to trial. If you get impeached by Congress, you go to trial. And this is good because the Republicans run the Senate, and all the witnesses that they originally wanted to call in Congress and all the questions that they wanted to ask that Schiff would not allow, now they can call anybody. And in the trial, they can call them in under oath. Now there is a Supreme Court justice. It'll be John Roberts. He will preside over the proceedings, and he's supposed to be an unbiased party that is just making sure that the trial is conducted in a fair manner. But the trial is conducted under the rules of the Senate, whichever rules they establish. Now, there's a precedence, but they're not bound by them. They can conduct the trial however they think is necessary. It should be non-biased and it should be fair. Now, Congress is upset because they don't think that the rules the Senate's going to use for this trial are going to produce the results and the outcome that they're looking for. Remember, they're only going to be happy with one outcome, and that would be for a conviction. And that's not going to happen. There is not evidence there. We know what they're looking at. We know what their evidence is. We know what Donald Trump did. And there is nothing there that the Senate is going to convict him on. What's an impeachment really supposed to be for? It's when the president commits high crimes and misdemeanors. None of these articles of impeachment that the Congress has presented are even a criminal activity. There is not high crimes or misdemeanors in these articles of impeachment. Why is he being impeached? Because they hate the man. They don't like him. He's not part of the swamp. He's draining the swamp, and they are scared to death, and he's done it on his own. He hasn't needed their help, and he's making progress, and he's shedding the light. He's opened the eyes of the American people. They know now. We know now what has been going on in Washington. So when and if Nancy Pelosi decides to actually file those articles and hands them over to the Senate, and the Senate conducts their trial, your president is going to be acquitted. And this entire impeachment scandal was nothing more than a charade, smoke and mirrors, an attempt to stain the presidency of the United States of America for political gain, hoping to possibly oust him, but at the very least, hoping to damage him enough that he will not be able to win a re-election. And the beautiful thing is the exact opposite has happened. He'll be acquitted. Pelosi is terrified to send these articles over to the Senate. I think she's going to be strong-armed and buffaloed and pushed. And I think she's going to have to. She does not want to, though. And the Senate's going to acquit our president, and his numbers are going to continue to go through the roof, and he's going to win re-election by a landslide. And there is not a Democrat that can stand up to him and beat him in presidential election.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Patriots, welcome back. If you're joining us, we're talking about impeachment. We're just explaining to the audience here the fact that Donald Trump really is not impeached until Nancy Pelosi files the articles with the Senate. And Pelosi's playing a dangerous game, and it's unprecedented, and I guess the problem is nobody really knows what's going to happen. Nobody really understands what Nancy Pelosi is doing, what it means. The Constitution did not envision this situation. There's nothing in the language of the document that gives guidance. There's no precedent to help. And so far, the pundits who purport to give some type of a definition and answer of what's going on are just guessing. Everything we've heard, we kind of need to take with a grain of salt. Her delay tactics and the insistence of demanding a fair trial, etc., really, it's just her own fear. She's buying herself. I honestly believe that she wanted to go to Christmas and have some sort of peace. And, you know, she felt like she she could delay it a few more days and buy herself just a little bit of time that she didn't have to deal with it. Because this isn't a game she can win. If she doesn't move forward, it shows that the cries the Democrats have been, you know, doing this last 3.5 years and the sense of urgency to act so fast and move forward with this impeachment, it shows that that was all a lie. Completely bogus. And if she doesn't actually file those articles, it shows that everything was for nothing. And the entire country, we already know, but it solidifies that they wasted 3.5 years and Congress accomplished nothing for the American people, but they spent millions and millions of dollars on this bogus investigation of the President of the United States, and then they decided not to follow through with it because it was all a lie. So it's a lose-lose situation for the Democrats, and especially Pelosi. She's riding everything on this. And again, her hand was forced. She didn't want to be a part of this, I don't think. She didn't want to go down this path. I don't think she ever imagined it would get to this point. But nonetheless, under her leadership, it's here. Or I should say lack of leadership. And I think she's terrified. She's afraid of 2020. Rightfully so. Interesting times. In the meantime, like I said, there's nobody that can beat Donald Trump. His numbers are climbing every single day. He's got higher approval numbers than Obama ever dreamed of having. Our economy is better. Abracadabra! Donald Trump found that magic wand that President Obama said did not exist. The NASDAQ this week, over 9,000 points. Holy smokes. Stock market is booming. Record-breaking numbers every single day. And somehow, if you're a Democrat, you're going to sit there and say things aren't good. There's rich Democrats out there. There's Democrats that play the stock market, that invest, that have retirement accounts. And you're willing to give all of that up. You're willing to say that things are awful, that Donald Trump is destroying our economy. He's not fit to be the president of the United States. He's not experienced enough. And all the time you're talking out the right side of your mouth, your investments are going through the roof. Your investments are paying off better than they ever have in your entire life. What this president has done for this country and this economy and the American people, that is unprecedented. And that is a result of not owing anybody anything, not being tied to any of the special interest groups and the lobby groups. That is a result of strong leadership, and that is a result of being business-minded. It's the art of the deal. People laughed about that book, The Art of the Deal. When he became president, everybody liked to talk about that and kind of chuckle. Oh, look at that. He's going to use these tactics and our country is going to fall apart. That's what they thought. That's what they were hoping. You'll notice now that very few of the liberal commentators or the Democrats talk about his book, The Art of the Deal, anymore, because it's what he's done in this country this last 3.5 years. It's verbatim. It's playing out exactly how he wrote. So it shows that he's been right all along. And they're trying not to talk about that anymore. So Pelosi, get off the stick. Make your decision. What's it going to be? I think there should be some type of a time frame. I don't think you should be able to sit on those articles forever. I don't know if there's somehow the courts can intervene and say you've got until X amount of time to submit those, or they're shredded. They should be thrown out. Because what she's doing now is not fair. It's not fair to the country. It's not fair to the citizens. It's not fair to the president. But that's what's happening. In the meantime, we found that the FISA courts, not only were they lied to on the applications presented by Comey, applications that Comey signed off on, but who knows how many hundreds of investigations happened throughout the years and had these applications turned in and the same type of stuff was going on. I mean, because of what we know for a fact happened to Donald Trump in that investigation, they're going to have to go back and review pretty much every FISA document that is in existence. And how many of those convictions could potentially get overturned? How many criminals could potentially get freed because of this mistake, because of this dishonesty? That's really a tragic. The other thing we found out today is the judges in the FISA courts actually knew more than what they originally saying. And it's possible that they're guilty or complacent in this conspiracy. And they realized some of the things that were turned into them weren't accurate or weren't factual. And so I don't know who investigates these judges. You know, I mean, where is, you know, everybody likes to yell, nobody's above the law and demand justice, you know, but when somebody as powerful as the FISA courts do things that are corrupt, who holds them accountable? That's a question I don't have an answer to. I'm sure Bill Barr could possibly look into it, but sometimes, unfortunately, the judges have too much power. And because it's a FISA court and the secrecy that surrounds those courts, it might be unknown what the consequences are and who actually holds those accountable. So that's going to be interesting to watch. We also know John McCain. Wow. That guy, what a character. The gall of him to, he is the one that was responsible for funneling this information. He was the one that was handing this stuff over to the FBI, and he was involved in helping compile it, and he was their channel. And again, his motives, pure hatred and jealousy. Because when he was running for president of the United States, that same firm that writes up this fake dossier about Donald Trump was working against John McCain. He knew exactly who they were and what they do. It was done to him. The difference is he didn't stand a snowball's chance in hell of getting elected, and so it never went as far as it has on Donald Trump. And so now he's flipped. He started doing the exact same thing they were doing to him against a Republican president. I have zero respect left for that guy. You know, whatever he did in the war, the fact that he was a POW, everything he's done this last few years of his life until he passed away completely destroyed his legacy. In my opinion, his acts are treasonous. And, you know, I hope history paints him as a Benedict Arnold. It's disgusting what a fellow Republican, somebody that knows the truth, what he would do to destroy the president.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Welcome back, friends. You know what they say, time flies when you're having fun. There's just so much information. And yet, we're down to the last segment. I wish I had more time with you guys. But the important thing is that we all together stay vigilant and we all continue this fight. Because the attack on our president, as he has said, they're not after him. They're after you and I. And we see that in every aspect. We see it across the country. We see the hatred that the Democrats have for conservatives. And we see that there's nothing that they won't do to destroy us. They want to fundamentally change this country. They want to strip our ideology, our heritage, our values. They don't care about the principles that this country was founded on. They don't care that our founding fathers sacrificed everything and had the wisdom to give us this constitutional republic with freedoms and liberties no other country allows their citizens to have. Our founding fathers also had a warning. They knew that tyranny would come back to haunt us. They knew that at some point, we the people would have to make a decision and we would have to fight for this gift we have. We'd have to fight to defend our freedom, this republic. They would roll over in their graves if they knew the extent of the tyranny we have already allowed. Remember, they decided to go to war over a 3% tax on tea. Could you imagine? Look at what our taxes are right now. We would be sitting pretty if all we had to worry about is a 3% tax. But they knew the greedy would continue to ask for more and more, and their power would grow. And eventually they would be a threat to ordinary citizens. They'd be disgusted to see how far we've allowed them to get a foothold on this country and how many of our freedoms and rights have already been stripped, the liberty we've lost. So yes, my friends, it is up to us to stay vigilant and work together to take this back, to protect this country, protect our Constitution, this republic, protect this president. 2020 is going to be a roller coaster of a ride, and we cannot afford to put it on autopilot. When it comes time to go to the polls, we better all turn out and vote. We get complacent. We get excited. We see things are going good, and we see that some people are fired up, and we say, yeah, it's going to not be an issue. We're going to win in a landslide. And I believe that's possible. I believe that's possible. I think that's what's going to happen. But I am not going to be complacent. I'm going to fight every day, and I'm going to remind people every day what we need to do. We need to turn out, and we need to vote. Our future, our children's future, is at stake. And the progressive agendas, the liberal ideology that they're shoving down our throats, are destroying this nation. And right now there's one man in Washington, D.C. fighting for us, and we better stand behind him. We better have his back. And we need to protect our states. In Oregon, we have a Democratic supermajority that is destroying this state. Governor Brown is destroying this state. Their policies are crippling us and bankrupting us. California is bad and Oregon is right behind. We talked a little bit the last show about Virginia and what's happened. What happened when they decided to elect a Democratic majority and a Democratic governor? Their rights are being threatened. The governor is threatening the National Guard to go and take their gun rights, to confiscate their firearms. The law enforcement and the sheriffs have stood up and said, no, it's unconstitutional. They proclaim that they will defend their citizens. They will deputize their citizens if need be. And the state legislators and the governors have doubled down and said, you will uphold our laws, you will abide by our laws, or you will face the consequences. That is a direct result of allowing the Democrats to get the power, to allow them to get a foothold and see what they destroy. They're coming after you and I. They want to strip us of our rights. And our Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, scares them more than anything, because they know that is how we stop them. That is how we protect the rest of our rights. And it's up to us. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. It doesn't mean we have to abide by certain rules. Doesn't mean that there's certain guidelines that we can operate within. It shouldn't mean that there's certain types of guns we can have or not have. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It's pretty clear. It's cut and dry. It doesn't need a lot of explanation. We don't need to have 100 different interpretations. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. No, it shall not. But that's exactly what they're trying to do in Virginia. And mark my words, when Oregon comes back into their short session after January, that's exactly what they're going to try to do to us as well. They've got a lot of bills already written up that they're going to try to ramrod through. The Republicans don't have the power to stop them. Now, I'll hope and pray that our Republicans that are there have the guts to continue the fight, and they walk out like they did last year, so there's not a quorum, so they can't take a vote. But they need our support. They need the support of the people behind them. The Timber Unity Group is already advertising, and they're getting ready to make their movement, and we better be there with them in numbers. Another caravan to the Capitol, fighting these unconstitutional bills that are going to destroy our freedoms and our rights and our economy here in Oregon. They've already vowed to shove cap and trade down our throat. We voted against it. We said no, and they don't care. We need to send them a message, and they need to know that we're done playing games. So important that we show up to vote, folks. Like I said, our future depends on it. God bless you guys. Stay vigilant, stay safe, stay armed. We'll catch you next time on Patriot Uprising Radio.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.